Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a little bit of a problem, but guess what? We're up and ready to go. Here's the pregame show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of Champions Indoor Football as your Texas Revolution are at home to take on the Wichita Force. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
And now it's time for the pregame show. All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of Champions Indoor Football. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, as we get set and ready to rock and roll for the big game tonight as the Wichita Force, who has not been in town since the Wichita Wild were playing in the IFL and the Texas Revolution were not even in existence. They were actually the Allen Wranglers. So that's a situation here, and that was a good football team. They kept a lot of those players from that team as well. So as the Texas Revolution look at this game tonight, they have got a big, big time fight here tonight at the Allen Event Center. This is going to be some really stiff competition as the Wichita Force being one of the better teams within the CIF this year. And that's the thing that you got to look at when you take a look at the league in a whole. There are about six teams that are going to be fighting for four playoff spots, one of them being, of course, your Texas Revolution, as they are right now officially in fourth place, as the Wichita Wild are 4-1 on the season, tied with the Dodge City Law 4-1. The Bombers are 4-2, and the Texas Revolution 3-2. That's your top four. Then after that, at 2-2, are the Sioux City Bandits and the Amarillo Venom, followed by the Gladiators of Duke City. They're 1-1 on the season. The Bandits 0-4 and 0-5 for the Omaha Beef. But like I said, you got about six teams fighting for that big time, playoff spot. And the Revolution, that's one they're going to have to fight for. They're going to have to stay in business, and they have to continue winning games. And when you look at a game like today, the better teams in this league, you've got to get victories on. And we're going to talk to Bill about that here in a few moments. Now, some changes going on for your Texas Revolution last week. Offensive coordinator Terry Glenn getting his feet wet in the first game of the season as the offensive coordinator. He comes back here for week number two, and he's getting things done. He's talking to his players, keeping the players, motivated, keeping them ready, because this game here, it could make or break the season for the Texas Revolution as they move forward in this season. Now, the Texas Revolution, they do get the law back here again at the Allen Event Center, so they get a chance to redeem themselves. So that's going to be a big game, and that game is coming up here in a couple of weeks, April 24th. That's a Friday night, live from the Allen Event Center as the Dodge City Law come to town. But after this game against Wichita, the Texas Revolution hit the road again to take on the San Angelo Bandits. And that's a team, even though they may be 0-4, that's a team that fights each and every week. And their record does improve it, but they're a team that can sneak up on you if you don't go in there playing your A game. Watch out for them as they go on. So the Texas Revolution also will be taking on Duke City on the last home game here at the Allen Event Center. But in between those, the Amarillo Venom, they get them. Then the Bandits actually come to Allen to take on the Texas Revolution on May 16th. And then the Revolution on the road on May 23rd to take on the Amarillo Venom. So that's kind of what you're taking a look at for the Texas Revolution. Now, the Revolution, with the change at the coaching position and Devin Wyman, I saw a lot of things that were a problem that kind of went to the wayside, and then saw some things that stayed. And mainly the thing that I saw were the Texas Revolution and a lot of penalties. So that's one thing that the Texas Revolution have got to get under control, especially against the Wichita Force. The Texas Revolution, one of the most penalized teams in the IFL, so they have got to get that under control. The Wichita Force, a great defense coming in here with Matt Moss and Mackinder Harper on the football field. We'll talk to Bill about that one a little bit later. So as the Texas Revolution get ready and get set to take on this Wichita Force team, it's all about where they're going to be at the end of the season. The rest of the season, like I've said in the past, the rest of the schedule sets up nice for them, but these two games, and this one with the Wichita Force here at home and then at home against the Dodge City Logs, these are going to be the two biggest tests for this football team, and they need to get the wins in these games, especially when it comes time for playoffs. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, it's going to be the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. Visit the Boardroom in Allen and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in. Relax. Look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by the Boardroom Salon for Men in Allen, located at Waters Creek at Montgomery Farms in Allen, Texas. Or give them a call at 972-649-6945.
Golden Corral versus Seafood Sticker Shock. At most seafood restaurants, the real catch is the price. Not Golden Corral. Seafood spectacular. Dinner's just $11.99. New crispy fish tacos, endless jumbo shrimp, non-stop teriyaki glazed salmon, plus bone-in catfish and hand-breaded calamari. Looks like Golden Corral wins again. Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA.
$5 foot long? How about a $5 24 foot long?
CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet is $5 for a limited time. That's all the pizza, salad, pasta, and dessert you can eat for just $5. CeCe's Endless Pizza, endless value.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Here at Executive Press, we are a mid-sized commercial printing company. We help our clients market themselves through their printed collateral. We offer both offset and digital printing services, design services, and bulk mail services to our clients. Executive Press believes strongly in the idea of being a valued partner to our customers.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000 and tell them Sonny sent you. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Wichita Force. And I got online the Eagle Eye himself. It's Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Sonny. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us for our weekly talk. I mean, let's talk a little bit about what we saw on the field last week at the Allen Event Center. Started off slow a little bit with attendance, then it picked up in around the middle of the first quarter. So the Texas Revolution, I think we're getting the word out there, and people are beginning to notice who we are.
Yeah, and I think the team started slow too, because if you remember, it was 3-3 after the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, I think things really picked up. But yeah, it was a slow start to a great game.
Yeah. And the Amarillo Venom, you can say whatever you want about them. Week number one is week number one, but they got the victory over the Law, the team that the Texas Revolution took the loss to. Probably shouldn't have lost that game, but the fact of the matter is it's under the L side. So when you took a look at that game. I want to talk a little bit about Nate Davis. This is a guy, I don't know if you've seen the videos. I put it out there. A couple other people have put it out there. Nate Davis, this guy managed to escape the Texas Revolution defense the whole game. He wasn't sacked. He was intercepted, but he wasn't sacked. But the defensive line put some serious pressure on Nate Davis.
Yeah, and they've been doing it all year. One thing that I noticed is for the last couple weeks, we've been trying to tackle high a lot, especially on that quarterback. We did the same thing with Josh Floyd. One thing and with fundamentals of football is you want to tackle low. You want to tackle at the waist or, and tackle with fundamentals. These quarterbacks have been getting away from our guys because of that. You're absolutely right. There's one play, and I saw the video again on Facebook, but obviously seeing it live was great. But the scramble that Davis made, I mean, he went back 15 yards, was wrapped up twice, even got tripped over by the official in the end zone and was still able to get that pass off for that 37-yard touchdown pass.
Yep.
If you notice on that play, there's about three times where we didn't we weren't tackling properly, and I think as strong as our defense is, we make those tackles, and we definitely would have even more sacks and tackles for loss.
Absolutely, and that's what I was going to go into. They get to prep their fundamentals, and that's the mental game. They like you said. If they would have made the tackle the correct way, they might have got him on the first two times instead of the third time in the end zone where he went ahead and rolled out of it and got out of the end zone through for the touchdown. But those mental problems, and going back to the kick that our kicker put out there, you know, he puts up the field goal shot and it's missed, and then Murray brings it back. And on that one was just a juke and jive where he actually did go for the legs and he missed out off on the far dasher board, which he ended up getting it back. So, you know, it's almost a darned if you do, darned if you don't. But I think I agree with you. They got to get back to more fundamentals, and that's the mental game. That's got to be coaching. That's coaching. You've got to get in and say you got to watch the hips. Don't watch the top part of the body because the hips is where they're
absolutely
going.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then now that you mention it, I think that I can count three touchdowns that were based on scrambling where we actually had them in the backfield. One with David, Josh Floyd. So you're absolutely right. If you make those tackles, you know, the kick, that was just great play. Got to give the hats off to them, to Murray. It was a great play, and he was successful on it. So, you know what? You have better odds at going for the waist than you do trying to tackle from the shoulder pads.
Yeah, listen to me. I'm a guy out there definitely tackling people. But yeah, at the same time, but now the Texas Revolution, they go into this game tonight, Wichita Force. And I'm just going to put this out here. Yeah, and I'm going to see if you agree with me. Maybe I'm being too harsh on them. I'm not impressed. I mean, I'm impressed with the Revolution. I'm glad they're 3-2. Don't get me wrong. But this is a game the Texas Revolution have to win. The reason being, and let's see if you go along with it, they got to win against better teams. No offense against the other teams that the Revolution had played, but the Law, they should have won that football game. The Bombers, they should have won that football game.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to see them go up against the team, because let's just say these two teams are fighting for the final spot for the playoffs. If the Wichita Force get the victory here tonight, guess what? The Wichita Force make it into the playoffs, and the Revolution on the outside make it looking in. So this is a game where they got to show the CIF and those that play in that we're strutting in here. We are the team to beat, more so than the opposite way.
Yeah, and you and I kind of touched base on this last week. You got to beat the top teams in this league, because there's 5-6 teams that are really jockeying for four spots. As of right now, granted, we're not even the halfway point of the season, but you got to win these games, because you're absolutely right. Tiebreakers can come into effect. I will be honest and say that I was surprised on how much we controlled the game against Amarillo. We definitely had control of that game from the second quarter on.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see this Wichita Force team coming in town right now. They don't wow you with all the stats. They don't have the top quarterback. They don't have the top receivers. They don't have a big running game. But they, what they do is they win. And
right.
they know how to win ball games. With that being said, I think, and I even mentioned to you after the game the other day, I feel like we have a great home presence. You know, we've we've had two home games and a preseason game, and we've controlled all three of them. So
yep.
I think our boys like being at home, but you got to learn how to win on the road too. You can't just win at home and not on the road. So you're absolutely right. We have got a lot of games against these top 5-6 teams that we do got to make sure and take care of business with.
Yep. And looking at the schedule, if the Revolution get this win, the rest of the schedule, we talked about this also, sets up perfect for the Revolution with two games against the Bandits 2 weeks in a row in reality. Then they get Amarillo in Amarillo. We get the Bandits yet again. So we're playing the San Angelo Bandits four times this season. And this is where the Revolution, they got to get those victories. They need this. I almost going to put it, Bill, I think this is a must-win situation. So when you look at this game, Bill, and you may agree with me or not agree with me, must-win, but when you look at this game, when you looked at the Wichita Force, what's the things that are standing out in your mind?
Well, I don't think it's a must-win, but I think if we win this game, like you said, I think we're in the driver's seat. We really are. Because we have games against San Angelo, Duke City, games that, in our mind, we should be winning. It's these tough games against the Amarillos that we're going to have to go up against, and we got
right.
Dodge City coming in town, which is going to be a great encore to what happened up in Dodge City. So it's not a must-win to me, but I think it definitely puts us in the driver's seat. It puts us two games up over 500. It definitely puts us right there at the top of the league.
Yeah, and hopefully that situation, I'm just looking at this team. This is the Wichita Wild of last year. There's a lot of returning parts of that team, and one, of course, being on the defensive line, Matt Moss. This is where the offensive line for the Texas Revolution comes into play, being one of the bigger in the CIF, because you got Matt Moss doing some serious rushing, and this guy can get to the quarterback.
You're absolutely right, and I think this is the first big, strong defensive end that we're having to encounter. I think we've gone up against some defenses that are, they're subpar. I think we've really been able to exploit a lot of them. But you're absolutely right. To have a defender like Moss, the advantage we have with that is preparing for him. We got a guy like Dixon that can kind of prep for Moss,
yeah.
With that offensive line. So advantage is that, both of these teams on this Saturday night are going to have strong defensive lines.
Yeah, and that's going to be the part, because also when you look in the secondary, you got McKendrick Harper. And Bill, I'm telling you, I still have nightmares about McKendrick Harper in the playoff game against the Allen Wranglers. And yes, Maurice Avery could not bring in the toss from David Knighton at that time. So this guy definitely is a guy that is, he's one of the better in the league. So you got a defensive lineman that are playing good. You got, if you want to call him shutdown, he's about as shutdown as they come in this league with McKendrick Harper.
Yeah, and, he's our version of Frankie Solomon. He definitely, his presence is made known in that backfield. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he even leads the league right now in interceptions, or if not, he's right up at the top there. So, also with pass breakups, he's well up there. So, he's definitely somebody that we're going to have to keep an eye out for. Like I said, I don't think we've encountered defense presence like what we'll see with the Force.
Definitely. The defense, I think, is going to be the strong. So it'll be up to Kent, and that's going to be the question. You look at Kent, and his progression this year has been crazy good. He started off a little slow in Salina, and ever since that Salina game, we've seen him steadily get better. But one of the things that, I see he's sometimes – you know, goes for Reese a little bit too much. I mean, maybe it's me. I don't know. But is he going to Reese too much? Is he trying to force it to Reese? Or, you know, are there other guys open, which I kind of think I've seen? What about you? Are you seeing about the same thing?
Well, I think the problem that it may look that way is because we're constantly shuffling receivers in because we've had two receivers in the last few weeks that's gone to the AFL. We've had to shuffle new receivers. Reese is his comfort zone. He knows that he can go to him, and Reese is a heck of a ball player. He's made some great plays. He's got 8 touchdown passes. Receptions, or TD receptions so far this year, and Kent has thrown 10 touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks. So they definitely have that comfort zone with each other where they feel real comfortable. And Godina's also getting there. I think I would like to see a little bit more out of Godina because he has definitely got some skills, and he's got some soft hands and definitely can bring that ball in.
And looking at Kent, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you're the stats guy. You know those stats better than I do. I haven't had a chance to look at them. I don't think Kent's thrown an interception this year, has he?
He's thrown one.
He threw one.
Yeah, he threw one in Salina, and that's
yeah.
You're right. He hasn't thrown an interception first game of the season. Yeah, right now the Revolution leads the league in takeaways. Right now we're a positive 7. In the league after 5 games, which is a
God, that's good.
Huge accomplishment to just be up even plus 5, but we're actually a plus 7. So we've only given up one interception and 3 turnovers all year. So and then we've actually recovered a total of 11 interceptions and fumbles.
Yeah, well, that should be more because of that. Hopefully they'll change that rule. I'm looking forward to that. And also, when you look at the Texas Revolution in that situation with that Darius Fudge, he's, you know, last couple games we've seen it move down, but we've also seen him more in passing routes. So it looks like they're moving Darius Fudge around a little bit so they can work him into the game. And I think that's huge for Fudge as well, because if the running game is not working, you got to give Fudge the ball, because I think he creates a lot of mismatches with most of the defenders because he can move so fast.
You're absolutely right, and that's just it. The first couple games of the season, he was just running over people. He was he had a great first couple games on the ground, but they're starting to key on him. From the second half of Dodge City on, I'm sorry, the second half of Duke City, they start keying on him, and he's struggled on the ground ever since. So you're right. They've actually gone without a running back and spread out the receivers and put him out there. And he made a great touchdown catch against the Venom the other day.
Yep.
So matter of fact, I even said, was that Fudge? Because he looked like
Jordan
a receiver,
Brown, right?
No, I thought it was Godin because of the hair off the helmet.
Yes,
but. He made it look so natural. So, yeah, spraying him out has definitely made a difference. But you know what? Brown has also been showing some success in the backfield also. So, you know what? And I told you this after the game the other day. There was a lot of difference in the offense. We saw some unique plays. There was a screen pass to Young, the offensive lineman.
Right.
That got him down to the 1 yard line. So they definitely opened up with the playbook, kind of mixed up a little bit during the last game. So I look forward to seeing if they're going to do the same this week.
I think it's something that we can look forward to. And the defense now giving up only 31 points a game as they were able to hold the Venom down from scoring too much. So that's huge as well. So looking at that whole situation as the Texas Revolution go into this game, it's going to be real interesting to see how it plays out a little bit. This is going to be a good game here tonight.
It's going to be a great game. And one thing that I'm really looking forward to is seeing if they get that discipline down with the penalties. Right now, we're averaging about 40 yards more a game than our opponents in penalties. That's an extra drive for the opponents. So I'm really looking forward to seeing if they can get those penalties down, be more disciplined. Because you know, if we get all our cylinders working, I don't think there's anybody that can beat us. I really like to see if we can get up point on all cylinders, because we're seeing the defense is it is what it is. There's obviously not one better in the league. But if we can get that offense going like we have been recently, but we get away from the mental mistakes, I would definitely love to see a full game working on all cylinders.
Yep, I would too. I think it's going to be something to look forward to. It's going to be an interesting game here. This is a game I think the Revolution really need, especially when it's going there. Unfortunately, we're not going to have we get the Law back in here, so we'll get a chance to redeem ourselves against the Law, but this one here says it's an important game. So the Texas Revolution got a little bit of work to do. So we'll see what ends up happening as the rest of the season goes on. Bill, as usual, thanks for spending some time here with us in the pregame show.
Well, and Sonny, and you mentioned the Law coming in town. I think it's, is that on the 28th? I think it's on the on April 28th. I'm sorry, the 26th.
I'm looking at it right now. It's Dodge City. Well, it's interesting because I'm looking at the website and I don't see that game, the Law, in the Allen Event Center. I think it's the 24th. I got to find my media book, but the Texas Revolution, they've got a. I know they got a game with the Law. There's just something with the website that's incorrect. So that's where I'm at. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I know they have one too, but. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. And what I would really love to see is everybody that's out listening, bring a friend, bring your neighbors, tell them to come out. I'd love to see that that stadium filled up for that game, because that quite possibly could be the same matchup for the championship. So definitely want to take advantage of the home field for that game.
That's Friday, April 24th against the Law. I found the right schedule. So. That's going to be huge. So the Revolution have the Force tonight. They're on the road to San Angelo, then back in town to take on the Dodge City Law. Those are going to be vital games. The rest of the season looks pretty good for the Revolution, so we'll see what ends up happening with them. So it's going to be a good game here tonight. Join us on the Couch Potato Sports Show as far as the play-by-play and or in the stadium or over on America One. And, Bill, we'll talk to you here tomorrow, a little bit later tonight.
Okay, sounds great.
Sounds good. And when we come back, folks, we got a special guest. We'll talk to them and be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Disker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition, interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854 or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple, even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
I'm a ref being chased out of town after the worst game of my career. You forget one down and the whole stadium turns on you. And if you have cut-rate insurance, it may not pay for all this. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions, not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience at c21bowman.com.
We at Ortho Texas are privileged to be able to take care of people who are sick and unable to get around, and we take them from being unable to ambulate, use their arms, shoulders, and make them functional and whole again. Each day, to take them from a sick, hurt state to one in which they are functional and able to carry out their everyday activities. Each facility has at its disposal an MRI unit, which allows us to rapidly go through advanced imaging on somebody's body part that's been injured. We all have physical therapy right on site with the top-notch therapist in the Metroplex.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. I have online the guy that leads us week in and week out, maybe not necessarily out on the field, but the man behind the guys that are on the field is the, you know, the owner of the Texas Revolution. I have on Tommy Benizio. How you doing, Tommy?
Sonny, I am blessed. Doing great. Thank you.
And I'm glad that you were able to take a little bit of time. It's been a hectic couple of weeks. I mean, it had to be one of those crazy weeks mentally for you as you were getting ready to make a move for your football team that had such a huge impact, not only out up on the football field with the players, but also within the community.
You know, I guess you kind of get used to not knowing what's going to happen next in our industry, Sonny. So it probably wasn't as unusual a week as maybe you might think. Certainly, it was bittersweet. You know, I really love the people that we bring into this organization. Anytime you have to make a change, thankfully it's rare, but when you do have to make a change, it's certainly not something that's fun. But we really feel like God put the right people in our path and that the changes are all very positive.
Definitely. You're doing pretty good as far as what your team is doing out on the football field. Of course, you'd like to have that couple extra wins, but never in the, you know, franchise history we're sitting at 3-2. And looking, it's still positive even after the change. Were you worried about the effects of the players out on the football field when you made those changes?
Yeah, absolutely. This, you know, the change had very little to do with recruiting and play calling. You know, so, you know, when you have a good team and they seem to be gelling, when you make a coaching change, you know, it's not necessarily something that everyone's going to automatically, particularly as a player, feel positive about. So that was a great concern. I can tell you, however, that, you know, I've had players thanking me, not so much that they were dissatisfied with what was happening before, but I think the changes really are the right ones. I think that the atmosphere has been very positive. You know, something very near and dear to my heart happened this week with our whole organization and, you know, a few players. There was almost a revival at practice where you had players, you know, committing their lives and hearts to Christ. Things that I just don't think would have happened before, you know. And when players are thanking me, that's probably a pretty good sign. So, you know, without knowing it, maybe we made a big improvement to the football side as well.
And it staying along the lines as far as, you know, your life and what your life is all about, you know, it's not all about just sports, you know, management. Notice how I said sports management, not football, because he's done other things besides football. But it's, you know, life in general, life decisions that make, you know, a big impact on your life. And I'm going to just go ahead and ask, how was the, you know, how was that as far as the players, you know, going ahead and dedicating themselves to, you know, the higher power of Jesus Christ for your team? It's got to be something wonderful, you know, getting ready to practice and you have that going on.
It's an incredible encouragement to me, you know, and obviously what that's going to mean to these players' lives is something even much bigger. But even just, you know, a few levels away here down the road, here's Tommy hearing about this, saying, oh my, you know, God, thank you so much for what you're doing with this company. If we never make a dollar, win a football game, if, you know, we're blessing this community in some way, and if we're bringing lives and growing the kingdom of Christ, that's just so cool. It just made me very, very happy. I've been high on that all day. Despite our other challenges, that's really kept me positive.
and switching into to the ranks, we've had some success. We, you know, good, bad, and indifferent, I guess, is the way I put the whole situation. We get a couple of guys that look to be really good for our football teams, and then they get nabbed by the AFL, you know, as far as, you know, your personnel out on the football field. So you got to have a lot of trust in your new coach in making decisions and still being able to bring in the product week in and week out because of all the changes that are happening
sure.
on the football field.
Well, you know, Devin Wyman is pretty remarkable. You know, he's not only the one that I think God used in the things that are happening off of the football field, but also, the strength that he shows, and these players see it. When there's confidence and strength, that camaraderie, I think, will get you through, even if you maybe lose a talented player. So, if we have an opportunity to move players to a league where they can triple or quadruple their salary, that's pretty awesome. That's not something we'd ever hold a young man back from. It's part of our mission
right.
here, right, is to grow them as men and in their professional football careers. The hope, of course, Sonny, is if we're moving more players to higher levels than any other two teams in the league combined, when we get into these potential recruiting battles throughout the rest of the season and really more so into the off season next year, a young man right. with aspiring hopes in moving to the NFL ultimately looks at a list of teams and he sees one that did a better job than any others at moving players up. That's going to be something he takes to heart. You know, I have a feeling it's an investment. It's like planting a seed for the sake of the organization as we move players up. We hope that means there'll be more great athletes lining up to want to come here for that same opportunity.
I agree, and that also comes from your coaching staff. You know, we talked a little bit about Devin Wyman and his influence. You kind of, let's just be honest, and I'm sure you're okay with talking about it. You bring in a guy at the offensive coordinator, Terry Glenn, who's kind of had, had his run-ins, with things, not being, perfect off the field and things like that. But a guy like Devin Wyman and his spirituality that he does bring to this team, and his relationship with Devin Wyman kind of makes that a green light, doesn't it?
When you have somebody that can come and stand in front of a handful of young men like the ones on our roster, many of whom have these urban upbringings and probably lived a similar childhood to what Terry Glenn lived. I mean, everybody has
right.
their own experiences. He's gone through some things that I wouldn't wish on any child. But when you look at a man like that, he can absolutely relate to our players. And when he ends his story about what God has done for him since he's been saved, I mean, it's pretty awesome. You know, that God used his difficult background to make him very relatable to our players, and the fact that God reeled him back in is so awesome. So you got a guy like that despite, some of the silly mistakes that he made, there's nothing egregious. It was little dumb stuff, right? But it's
right.
compiled, and unfortunately some people remember him more for that than for his remarkable play on the field. But when it's said and done, I mean, he is the perfect guy for this job. These players can relate to him, and he's a super positive role model that comes from, a difficult background. What a triumphant story. That Terry Glenn gets to carry around.
And that's the triumphant story that you're talking about is the revolution within the community. I'm going to tell you, Tommy, I've been walking around the area a little bit more since I've been out in the area. The Texas Revolution is a buzz in the Allen area. And kudos to you and your staff to have it be known, because when you first started up, folks didn't even know about the Wranglers, for crying out loud. So, within the 3 years, you guys are actually being able to be picked up and people know who you are. You're going to have two live remotes from radio stations out for the game. You got the Dallas Cowboys players coming and signing autographs before the games and stuff. So you've definitely made a buzz in the community.
It's been awesome. I have such a great staff. Charlie, John, Matt, Jamie, the whole gang. Everybody's worked so hard to make sure that the brand, so to speak, is growing. And attendance is, not leaps and bounds like I wish, but it's more like baby steps. However, they're positive and forward baby steps. So attendance is growing. Our corporate partnerships is something that continues to be real solid. So it's been awesome. This is a growing company with a bright future. We have our own struggles. We're imperfect people, but we work real hard, and God willing, this will be a team that is here for a long, long time and can really be contributors to Allen and all of Collin County.
Now, as I take a look at on the online and I look in social media, I don't see Tommy Benizio on social media. You're probably one of the smartest people I know just for that reason. However, we need to get more pictures of Tommy Benizio. Are we going to get some pictures with you and maybe a monkey on your shoulder this weekend? I mean,
yeah.
we got the sheepdogs and the monkeys in town.
You know, my wife and I made a commitment a while ago to be cautious with the social media stuff, but we're definitely open to pictures, and I'd love a picture with a monkey with a fan, even with you, son. So I'm available anytime. That, the monkeys should be a lot of fun, too, this weekend, seeing them ride those sheepdogs.
Some people think I'm the monkey, but no, we're going to have real live monkeys there, so it should be really good. Okay, Tommy, thanks for joining us. And, good luck to you for the rest of the season, and good job on handling, you know, what is obviously not the best situation in the world. But I was talking to Matt Lunsford about this, and I kind of use a wrestling term. You know, sometimes doing what's best for business isn't just so easy for someone to see. You know, you got sponsors that trust you. You have fans that trust you to do the right thing. So you got a lot of people really kind of depending on you to make the right decision. So good job with that. And I think people are going to follow you, and it's going to be good for you even as the years go on here for the Revolution.
I wish doing the right thing was always doing the easy thing. It's unfortunately not always the case. And you know, again, it's, you know, nothing awful transpired with, you know, our former coach, but it just wasn't the right fit for the organization, and it was a tough thing to do. But you can rest assured that there's a lot of people that put a lot of thought, including Tim Brown, you know, a lot of prayer that went into this. And, you know, we believe that we are doing what's best to make sure we can, you know, continue to make this organization the best it can be. So thank you for that note, Sonny.
You betcha. And he's on his way to go play hockey because it's still in his blood even at this time. Enjoy your game, and we will catch you at the Allen Event Center here sometime tonight as you're walking around.
Thanks, Sonny.
All right, and that's going to do it with Tommy Benizio. When we come back, we're going to bring on an interview I had with Matt Lunsford at the end of the game this past week against the Venom. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.IMI.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
Hey, it's Johnny B, showing you some of the reasons why your next car, SUV, or truck needs to come from my dealership, Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney. They have over 800 new vehicles in stock. All roads lead to Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney, Highway 75 in McKinney, with a great selection of vehicles. Check them out, and whatever you do when you get your best deal, you make sure you tell them Johnny B sent you. Stop by Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney for a test drive today. They're located on Highway 75 in McKinney. And check them out online at DodgeCityOfMcKinney.net. Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance. Get an alarm, drive less,
taxi,
graduate, bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and of course, talk to farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month. But if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, Give us a call at Fred Shaw Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Shots Photography, located on the web at www.fredshots.com, or give them a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest-growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
And since we got him here, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him on, since he just happens to be standing here, I'm going to make him a superstar. Bring in Matthew Lunford. Matt, you had the opportunity to take a look at it. We took a look at this football team, and guess what? A lot of penalties still. But the scoreboard shows something that it's nice, so they get the opportunity to work on something still in practice that seems to still be a problem for this football team.
Yeah, a little bit. Discipline is still going to be a strong suit. I think the Venom still got underneath. You saw it with Fudge.
Absolutely.
A little bit. They got underneath her skin. Cam Young, you know, he's a feisty kind of guy. He's got a lot of heart, a lot of fight in him. But sometimes it needs to be a little bit controlled and given through play instead of through penalty sometimes. So sometimes, you know, we really have to focus on those things. And I think that Devin's going to focus on those, you know, with Coach Wyman and, you know, bringing in the coaching staff that he's kind of building within the confines of the skeleton of the old one. You know, this practice week is going to be a good one for us. You know, we'll get back to work on Monday with film and lifting, and then hit the practice turf on Tuesday.
And I look at this and I think a little bit about what they got coming up. They got the Wichita Force coming in, and the Wichita Force are a team that they have already played. They played yesterday, and Wichita are 4-1 up on the season. This is a good football team. In reality, if you think about the Revolution, they really should be 4-1 up on the season as well. However, they're sitting at a 3-2 record. This is an opportunity for the Revolution going up against the quality teams. We were talking about this almost being the must win for the Revolution going into this game. Now they get maybe not a must win, but it's definitely a game that they need against Wichita.
Yeah, you're most definitely right, Sonny. And the big thing here is, you know, I know the guys are looking at this week as kind of a must win situation just to prove a point.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they're proving this point, we look at the next week as that same kind of must win situation. We have a blessing here to have two home games in a row, and we need to take advantage. And I think that we will be able to take advantage of it, you know, starting this week in practice and really going forward.
And that's where it all starts. It starts in practice. It starts with the new head coaching situation as far as the Revolution are concerned with Damon Wyman. I will tell you, I think I've seen a performance out on the football field. I think I've seen a team react to the situation of losing their head coach and being able to come together still as a team. This could have been something that really hurt the team mentally going into this game, because when you make a move like your head coach, it could put a damper, but this goes to the coaching and getting the excitement of this football team to get out on the football field this week.
Well, show a lot of respect for these guys and what they do. Number one is it was a hard week emotionally and physically for these guys. You know, they lost somebody that pretty much recruited them to come and play here.
Yep.
And knowing that they've got a strong rapport with Devin and the rest of the coaching staff, these guys played well for those guys, but more importantly, they played well for themselves.
Yep.
These guys are great teammates for one another, and you've mentioned it time and time again, being in a locker room, how they're so supportive.
Yes.
These guys are almost best friends and really become family for what they're doing. And that's really where we need to be, and that's, unfortunately enough, that's where we are.
Definitely.
And I think that we saw a great fight in this organization throughout this week, not only from the front office down to the dance team and the players, but just where we're at, we have a unique situation to really make a playoff push.
Right.
And I think we're poised to do that. Again, it starts with, you know, looking at one game at a time and not looking too far ahead, so we're going to win this home game coming up against Wichita and take it from there.
Yeah, and we also got the Venom a couple more times this year. We also had the Bandits a couple more times this year. It sets up nice for the Revolution when you look at the schedule as they move forward, but they still got to be able to show in those games, because if they don't show in those games, that'll take away from their concentration, their you know, being focused on trying to make the playoffs. And obviously that's the first thing, make the playoffs. But at the second one, I don't think they're going to be satisfied with just making the playoffs. They want that home game, I think.
Yeah, that's the goal, and that's the talk around the office and the locker room and everything like that. The guys really want that home game in the playoffs, and we're not going to be able to take San Angelo lightly, and we're also not going to be able to take Amarillo lightly. And there's going to be a lot of fight with this Amarillo team. You saw it tonight. These guys don't give up. They want to push hard to the end. So kudos to those guys.
Yes.
But, you know, and we got to go to their house twice.
Yep.
That's going to be tough.
Yep.
You know, and we got our crowd and our home and our turf here, but up there it might be a little bit different. And with San Angelo, you know, they got to come here, and we got to still go there again, and that's going to be a rough road.
Yeah, and don't forget about the Gladiators, by the way, who got the victory here against San Angelo, 51-34, and at the big time game, Dodge City and the Bombers. The Bombers go down to the Dodge City Law, 47-43, two games victory there for Dodge City. And so you can see the league beginning to shape up, and you see which ones are the better teams are obviously being the cream of the crop coming to the top, and some of the teams that are having a hard time beginning to show their true colors. But those are the kind of games where, when you don't have anything to lose, are the most dangerous for teams that are in the winning situation.
Sure. And you know, one thing is really kind of different is we should have beat Salina in that opening game up there in Kansas. We should have came away with a win. We lost by 6 points.
Yep.
But we had 15 penalties.
Yep.
And we shot ourselves in the foot. So that's one game that's on us.
Right.
The other game that's on us is last week's against Dodge City.
Yep.
Another game that we should have won, going 2-for-8 in 2-point conversions when we should have carried a kicker and we didn't. But hindsight's 20/20 at this point.
Always.
So, you know, and real talk, if you will, we should be undefeated at this point.
Absolutely. And so when you look at it, but you do take those defeats when they come. You got to take advantage. And one thing I saw tonight, this was the Revolution have done this year. When they get that lead, they start to lax out. Instead, this week, what we've seen was going for the gusto. And the hammer was out to hit the nail on the head, and they got a good performance here tonight. And Matt Lunford getting the calls. Any final things before we're out of here, my friend?
Yeah, well, I'll just kind of go on with, you know, with what we just got with, you know, what you said with mashing the pedal down, because that's something that we did do.
Yes.
And we did it well tonight.
Yes.
You know, and one thing was pretty cool. You know, Terry Glenn was up in the box starting his offensive coordinator duties.
Yep.
You know, giving 4 or 5 play calls down to the bench to relay to Kent and really kind of going there. So I think that Kent managed the game well tonight.
Yep.
I feel like that, you know, it was a mixture of play calls that really suited us well, that kept Amarillo guessing. And I'm excited to see where this football team can go.
Yes.
For the first time in my involvement with this organization, I'm excited for game day to see where we're going to be.
Absolutely.
And this is, it's only going to get more fun from here.
3-2 for the first time in this for us. We were first time 2-2, but this is where it starts, and this is where the Texas Revolution, they can't take the foot off the gas. They got to keep putting the pedal down to the metal, and that's what's going to end up happening. So for everybody here at the Allen Event Center, I'm Sonny Clark. For Matt Lunsford, for everybody in the front office at the Texas Revolution, hope everybody had a great evening. The Revolution get the victory here tonight, 51-27 over the Amarillo Event. And that's going to do it for us here on the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Wichita Force live from the Allen Event Center. I am Sonny Clark, and when we come back, it's time for kickoff, unless you're listening to this early, here on Blog Talk Radio. Hope everybody has a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.